The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is standing his ground, even as members of his own cabinet turned up to Number 10 overnight to urge him to go, reportedly one of whom he'd just anointed to a new position. In an extraordinary act of defiance, within the last hour he sacked Michael Gove, his Minister for Levelling Up Houses and Communities, reportedly for disloyalty. What started as a trickle of resignations yesterday, kicked off by the departures of his Chancellor and his Health Minister, turned into a flood, with at least 41 ministers and aides calling it quits from Johnson's government, although notably still two from the Cabinet. But even as Cabinet ministers gathered at the Prime Minister's official residence, he was insisting to them he would not stand down, even in the face of a mounting rebellion within his party. UK correspondent Matt Dathan is Home Affairs editor at The Times. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
I've never seen anything quite like this, have you?
No, I mean, ever since the Brexit referendum in 2016, we've had countless number of days when we've written in our copy for the next day's newspaper on a historic day in Westminster, or a dramatic day in Westminster, but I can safely say that there's been no more dramatic day in Westminster in the last decade at least, as today. It's absolutely remarkable, and it's changing by the minute. We don't know who's resigning, who's being sacked, and who's staying in government as we speak right now.
So what's happening with delegations coming, although I'm hearing he's seeing people one by one? What's happening face-to-face or by phone tonight?
Well, as we understand it, there are no more one-to-one meetings planned. The cabinet ministers went in one by one. I think they were hoping to go in as a group, the delegation. There was a handful of very senior ministers, Nadeem Zahawi, the new chancellor among them, only appointed by the prime minister this time last night. They wanted to go in to see him to say, look, the time is up. You're not going to get through this. Even if we want you to, there's just no way you're going to get through next week. So just resign on your own terms. And he insisted on seeing them individually, which is sort of a divide and rule kind of approach, because there are also a few allies of his who are in there. Nadine Dorries, the Job Secretary, and Jacob Rees-Mogg, who were very supportive of him and wanted to try and make the argument for staying on. So he saw them all one by one, and then drip came out of the briefings out from Number 10 and also individual cabinet ministers saying what they had told the Prime Minister. And then about an hour ago, we get the news that Michael Gove, the first cabinet minister who went in this morning to tell the Prime Minister he should resign, we heard that Boris Johnson had sacked him. It was just absolutely extraordinary. But he's not yet sacked the other ones who've called him to go. So there's no consistency here.
Who are the senior players? Priti Patel, I'm hearing, also reportedly now siding with those calling for the PM to go. That's quite a blow to him, the Home Secretary.
I think that was probably before Michael Gove was sacked, that was the biggest surprise of the day, when Priti Patel, the Home Secretary, went in and was among those telling him he should go. Because until now, she'd been one of his most loyal supporters in government, and had been seen as like sort of owing him one, really, for not sacking her when she was found to have bullied staff at the Home Office back in 2020. So she had, when she turned against him, we all thought, well, that the game is definitely up now. But he's insisting and he's defiantly staying on, and he's going to fight on until he's forced out, kicking and screaming from Number 10.
What's at stake here is extraordinary, because tomorrow this economic plan that the Conservatives are hitching so much on was to be announced. It looks like that's been put back a little bit. But, you know, the person he worked on the economic plan with went yesterday. The new person who now is Chancellor is telling him to leave. I mean, how can there be any credibility left?
Yeah, I don't know. There is no credibility left. That's the answer. And Nadeem Zahawi, yeah, as you say, he's got to stand up and then not only present a plan, but take questions from the media, because this would be a press conference. And all the journalists would be asking is, how can you credibly stand there next to the Prime Minister having said that he should resign? I do think that by this time next week, the whole picture will look completely different, because there will be rule changes brought in on Monday night, we're expecting, within the Conservative Party rule changes, which means that the party will be able to hold another confidence vote. But whether we get to Monday with Boris Johnson still in Number 10, is still quite highly doubtful at this stage.
This is what's so extraordinary, is how drawn out this crisis point is, right? You can have governments limp along, you can have resignations, as happened to Theresa May, you can limp along, but they are in the full crisis mode of the end of a premiership. And it just is going on and on, and everyone's trying to work out what's going to finish it. If he hears that that rule change is coming and there can be a second confidence vote, do you think that would make him resign? Like, those who know him best, how did they perceive he's going to proceed from here?
Well, those who know him best and are very close to him are urging him to say to go. That's one of his closest allies, a minister who I was speaking to this evening, said that he had told the Prime Minister there's no way out of this. You either stay on and be forced out humiliatingly in a vote of confidence on Tuesday night, or you just go now and try and go on your own terms. But his response to those allies is saying, look, I'd rather be forced out. I'm going to fight on, and if I have to be removed, if they're going to remove me, that's the only way I'm going to leave. And I think one of his friends actually told me just now that his plan is basically to cause as many casualties as possible, and because then the Tories will find it so hard to recover that Boris Johnson can claim that his legacy was the last Tory Prime Minister to win an 80-seat majority for the rest of his lifetime.
So they seriously think he wants to burn the building behind him. Is that what they're saying?
No, they're saying what his critics say all he cares about is himself, and actually that is proving quite true tonight. He really only cares about his legacy now. And let's remember that Theresa May only had 3 years in Prime Minister as Prime Minister, and to beat Theresa May, he has to get 5th of August. So he hasn't even beaten the person he replaced. And I think, honestly, he's got such a big ego that he will not want to lose out to Theresa May in terms of this tenure. So he'll want to stay on till 5th of August at the very least.
Dominic Cummings, an interesting character in himself, and one of many, many, many who stood by Johnson and then turned on him, had a theory where he said it's kind of the classics student in him, that if you're going to go down, you go down fighting, which means literally somehow he will have to be removed from this position. I mean, everyone is speculating on the mindset that's clearly under considerable stress right now. But it looks like this is the way it's going to play out. And will it take, potentially, will it take a second vote that drags into next week and has the rule change to do it? I mean, what are people seeing as the possible end game here?
That is the question actually everyone's talking about. I was just down in the bar, in the parliamentary bar downstairs, and the key question is, what are the options for getting rid of him now? And I think the conclusion, as we stand right now, you've got through, until now, we always thought, and the common sort of thought was in Parliament, that the most likely way he would go is if a delegation of cabinet ministers marched into number 10 and said, look, now's the time to leave. Well, we've got through that, and Prime Minister is still staying in number 10, so that's no longer an option. There's no more kind of cabinet ministers who can go. There's no more senior cabinet ministers who can go in and tell him the time is up. We've had the Home Secretary do that. So now, as we stand right now, the only way of getting rid of him is for the Conservative Party to change the party rules to allow a second confidence vote when they meet on Monday night. And that will be held on Tuesday night. And that is the only way at the moment of him going.
That's 4 days away, Matt. You know, it's just extraordinary. We're still in a pandemic. You've got the same economic challenges as everyone else is facing at the moment. There's a war in Ukraine. I have no words. Look, here's another point that I saw flagged, and again, in the void of waiting for something to happen in a situation like this, all kinds of wonderful speculation happens, right? The prospect he might try and call a snap election, and then reading that actually the Queen would be entitled as head of state to reject that call. I was wondering why the whole cabinet just doesn't resign and put its money where its mouth is. But is the fear that happened, he would have cause to call a general election?
Well, I think the what's on the minds of people like Grant Shapps, the Transport Secretary, and Priti Patel, the Home Secretary, is that Yes, they've gone in to tell Boris to resign, and everyone's saying, well, now you've kind of, he's called your bluff, and now you should resign. What their aides are saying is that you can't really have a country without a Home Secretary or Transport Secretary. Yeah. Exactly. So the only responsible thing is to stay on, because there's nowhere else to replace them. There's 41 vacancies right now in government. So he's really going to struggle to find anyone to replace these people. So their argument is, look, it's only going to be a matter of days, but you can't run a country without a Home Secretary, because if there's a terror attack or whatever, you have to have someone there, and you may as well have someone there experienced for the next four days or whatever. So that is their argument. But it still begs the question that there are 41 positions unfilled, and there are very important positions that are unfilled. I mean, we've gone the last 2 weeks without a Conservative Party chairman. I mean, that is probably the least of their worries right now. But to not have a... What have we not got now? We've not got a housing secretary. We've not got... Brandon Lewis is on the brink of resigning as Northern Ireland secretary. You can't not have a Northern Ireland secretary, especially at this time when there's such a crisis going on over in Northern Ireland with the Brexit checks. So it's I think the responsible thing that they've decided to do is, okay, he's not going, we can't resign, but he'll be gone next week, so we'll stay until then.
Oh, Matt, that's extraordinary. Thank you so much for your time. Matt Dathan is Home Affairs Editor at The Times.